Khal Drogo did not want to hear it. "We will speak no more of wooden horses and iron chairs." He dropped the cloth and began to dress. "This day I will go to the grass and hunt woman-wife," he announced, as he shrugged into a painted vest and buckled on a wide belt with heavy medallions of silver, gold, and bronze. "Yes, my sun and stars," Danny said. "Drogo would take his blood riders and ride in search of Racha, the great white lion of the plains. If they returned triumphant, her lord husband's joy would be fierce, and he might be willing to hear her out. Savage beasts he did not fear, nor any man who had ever drawn breath, but the sea was a different matter. To the Dothraki, water that a horse could not drink was something foul. The heaving, grey-green plains of the ocean filled them with superstitious loathing. Drogo was a bolder man than the other horse lords in half a hundred ways she had found, but not in this. If only she could get him onto a ship. After the Carl and his blood riders had ridden off with their bows, Danny summoned her handmaids. Her body felt so fat and ungainly now that she welcomed the help of their strong arms and deft hands, whereas before she had often been uncomfortable with the way they fussed and fluttered about her.